The Swift Boat Vets for Truth ad that questions Kerry's war record is generating a lot of debate, but some pro-Kerry vets say it only makes those who support him more determined to see him win. Tracy Spurko is a Navy veteran from Milwaukee who's coordinating a Get Out the Vet Vote effort. She says the ad hurts Vietnam veterans, and their response is to join with the Kerry campaign.
I feel the hurt for the whole community, and I've seen the hurt in especially the fellow Vietnam veterans, as this completely feels like a wound reopened. I'm not able to go anywhere anymore, it feels like, without somebody stopping me because of my PIN and saying, how can I sign up to be a vet for Kerry?
Even some members of the new Veterans for Bush steering committee are critical of the independent ad. Republican State Representative Terry Musser says he'll campaign hard for Bush and against Kerry. He's got a bumper sticker on his car that reads, "This vet is not Fonda Kerry," a reference to Kerry's connection to the Jane Fonda anti-war efforts. But he says it's wrong to attack Kerry for his service in the war.
In my opinion, anybody that served is a hero. What he did after he came back from Vietnam is another issue. But my fear is that by ripping apart people that did serve when they were serving, it doesn't help any veterans in the opinion of this country, and I think that's wrong.
But the Vets for Bush group will attack Kerry on other issues. Steve Lawrence, a Vietnam veteran from Oregon, says Kerry has voted the wrong way on veterans and defense spending bills. He says his group will highlight that record in its efforts to help win the state for President Bush.
It's going to be crucial that the veterans get to the polls and vote, and we're going to convince as many as we can of the right choice.
There are an estimated 500,000 veterans in Wisconsin. A recent national voter survey of 1,000 voters found veterans favor Bush over Kerry 58% to 35%. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.